Welcome to Lesson 1 of How to Understand 85% of Quranic Vocabulary Series. As you might already know, reading and understanding the Noble Quran in Arabic requires working on two main aspects, vocabulary and grammar. So for the vocabulary part, we have, with the grace of Allah, completed Stage 1, learning 50% of the Quranic vocabulary, and also Stage 2, which is 65% of the Quranic vocabulary. Don't forget to check out the description to find the links of the playlists of these lessons. And today, we start Stage 3, which will enable us to learn as much as 85% of the Quranic vocabulary. However, to fully understand these lists, and specifically the lists of Stage 3, you will also need to follow the grammar series as well, which will clear a lot of things up, since the vocabulary and grammar series are strongly connected and always go hand in hand. And to understand what I mean even more, today's lesson, Lesson 1, is about the most frequently used broken plurals in the Noble Quran. So the meaning of broken plurals, how to deal with them, and how to understand them in context in the Noble Quran has been discussed in detail in Lessons 3 and 4 of the Quranic Grammar series. If you haven't watched these two yet, I strongly advise that you do so before proceeding with this lesson. So, let's get started. And the first word is Nasara, which means Christians. Next is Ikhwan, which means brothers and sisters. Next, Shuraka, which means partners. Next is Shuhada, which means witnesses. Next, Awliya, which means partisans. Next, Ibad, which means servants. Next word is Nisa, which means women. Next, Jibal, and it means mountains. Next is Rijal, which means men. The next word is Diyar, and Diyar means homes. Next is the word Idham, and Idham means bones. Next is Qura, and Qura means cities. Next is the word Mauta, and Mauta means the dead. Next word is Rusul, and Rusul means messengers. Next is the word Ala, which means blessings or marvels. Next is the word Anfus, and it means lives or selves. Finally is the word Aidi, which means hands. And as you might have already noticed, the singular form of some of these words have already been covered in previous lessons. So try and keep track of which words are those, since it will be a good revision. I'm going to start with the first word, which is Nasara. And Nasara means Christians. And we see it used in this example.
وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا.
Next is the word إِخْوَان, which means brothers, and sometimes it means brothers and sisters, like in these examples.
ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل إخوانا على سرر متقابلين.
One more example.
الذين قالوا لإخوانهم وقعدوا لو أطاعونا ما قتلوا.
Next is the word شركاء, which means partners. And the singular form of the word شركاء is شريك, like in this example.
وَجَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَاءَ الْجِنَّ وَخَلَقَهُمْ وَخَرَقُوا لَهُ بَنِينَ وَبَنَاتٍ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ.
Next is the word شُهَدَاءَ, which means witnesses. And the singular of شُهَدَاءَ is شَهِيد, which we also learned in a previous lesson. And we see the word shuhada used in the Quran in context in this example.
Am kuntum shuhada إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي.
Next is أولياء, which means partisans. And we see it used in this example.
لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين.
Next is the word عباد, which means servants, like in this example.
وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ.
Next is the word نساء, which means women. And we see the word نساء used in the Quran in this example.
وَآتُوا النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً.
Next is the word جِبَال, which means mountains, like in this example.
وَهِيَ تَجْرِي بِهِمْ فِي مَوْجٍ كَالْجِبَالِ وَنَادَى نُوحٌ ابْنَهُ وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلٍ.
Next is رِجَال, which means men. We see it used in this example.
إِلَّا الْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ حِيلَةً وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ سَبِيلًا.
Next is the word ديار, and it means homes, and the singular form is دار. We see it used in this example.
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ خَرَجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَهُمْ أُلُوفٌ.
Next is the word عِظَام, which means bones, like in this example.
وَقَالُوا أَإِذَا كُنَّا عِظَامًا وَرُفَاتًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ خَلْقًا جَدِيدًا.
Next is قُرَى, which means cities, like in this example.
وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ مُصَدِّقٌ لتصدق الذي بين يديه ولتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها.
Next is the word موتى, and موتى means the dead. We see it used in this example.
فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى وَيُرِيكُمْ آيَاتِهِ.
Next is رُسُل, which means messengers. We see it used in this example.
تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهِ.
Next is the word آلاء, which means blessings or marvels. We see it used with both of these meanings in these examples.
فَاذْكُرُوا آلَاءَ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانَ.
Next is أنفس, and it means lives or selves. Let's see how it is used with the first meaning in the next example.
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ.
The word أَنفُس is also used with the meaning of selves. And when this happens, you will always find it attached to a pronoun, like in this example.
يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ.
And finally is the word أيدي, which means hands, like in this example.
فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ.
And finally, don't forget to check out the description for the memorized list of this lesson if you want to learn this lesson effectively. And if you want to remember what memorize is and how to use it, make sure to check out this video, for which I'll leave the link in the description as well. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in lesson 2.